Well, we have just experienced Thanksgiving, and it won't be too long before we will experience Christmas. And what I think about on almost every holiday is about eating. I don't know about you, but I just ate too much on Thanksgiving, and I expect I will on Christmas. I always do on Easter. But the other thing I think about is when I was a little boy, about the age of many of you, I was an only child, so I didn't have any brothers and sisters. I had to wait for my cousins to come to have somebody to fight with and to play with, too, of course. Well, I would wait and wait at the window thinking, they're never going to get here. They are never going to get here. And it seemed like days. Of course, it was probably just minutes or maybe hours. I would ask my mom, how long is it going to be? She'd say, not long. When are they going to get here? They'll get here when they get here. Well, I knew that. It was like it took forever for them to get to our house so we could play and fight and eat and do all the things that families do on holidays. Well, let me be the first one to wish you a happy new year. That's right. I'm not early, no. This is the first day of the new Christian year, the first Sunday of Advent. And the word Advent is a big fancy word, but it just means the coming of somebody important. Someone who's important to you is coming, okay? So we're waiting for somebody really, really, really important, and that somebody, of course, is Jesus. But like me, when I was a little boy, while we wait to celebrate Jesus' birth on Christmas Eve, sometimes it's kind of hard. We just can't wait. We want to go ahead and start celebrating Christmas. We want to get to Christmas. And you know what? Most everybody does ahead of time. But what we in the church do that just about nobody else does is to say, you always appreciate something you've waited for, and you're always happier to see someone when they arrive if you spend a little time looking forward to their coming. That's exactly what we're doing. Starting today, we are looking forward to celebrating that birth of Jesus. We're going to be telling the stories about Jesus. We're going to be trying our best to look forward to that. Because you know what? That gift of God's love in Jesus is the best gift that any of us will ever receive. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us a time to wait and look forward, a time to watch and be excited. Sometimes it seems like it'll last forever, but we know it won't. We know that you always arrive on time, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming down.